Welcome to the Chick Show.
Wait, the what?
The Chick Show.
Chick.
Yes.
Okay, because it sounded like you said something else.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'm Leanne.
And I am Grace.
Grab your favorite beverage.
And join our talks.
Yay! Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Chick Show. My name is Leanne, and I am hosting solo this week. And I am really excited to share with you something that I've implemented into my morning routine recently that has really made a big difference in my life and has made an impact on the people that were involved with it. And it's something just so minor and so minuscule that I didn't even think to talk about it when I started doing it. But just like with any other habit, it's not just doing something one time that makes a difference. It's doing something over and over and over enough consistently to give it time to build to where you can really see the benefits of that habit being built. And so what I'm going to share with you today is something that you can implement today. You can implement it probably in the next 10 seconds while I'm talking to you. And it has just been something that has given back so much to my own life. And that, like I said, the people that are involved have shared how thankful they are. And it's just the uncanny ways that it's blessed other people. So if you are looking for an instant, immediate way to improve your life and the lives of those around you, I'm going to give you the easiest thing in the world. So the thing that I have been doing is that I make it a point at least one time a day, even if it's only one time, to go on social media and put something positive out into the social media space on somebody else's posts. So what do I mean by that? So we all scroll, right? We all do, and we all scroll too much. And it's so easy to go down these rabbit holes of drama and negativity and all of that that swirls on social media, right? You know, you see somebody post something and then you see people fighting in the comments. And then pretty soon you're reading what your neighbor, sister's, cousin's, uncle's, third cousin removed second grade teacher is mad about. And then all of a sudden you're mad. And then you're feeling a need to jump in on the bandwagon. And right? Like there's just so much of that in social media. And so if you're somebody that's thinking, I hate social media because it's just so negative and toxic, this is the episode for you. So I think we have all seen the toxic side of social media. You would not have to scroll online very far to find somebody being mean to somebody else or picking somebody apart or twisting their words or jumping on a drama train that has nothing to do with you and making assumptions about people and, you know, only hearing one side of a story, right? Like this, am I crazy? Is this just what I saw on social media? And so at the beginning of this year, I thought, how can I change it? Like, how can I change this? Like, there are toxic Facebook groups out there. There's toxic people that are purely on Facebook just to whine and complain and make up stories and make other people's lives miserable. And I really sat down to think, like, how can I shape my own social media experience? And we talk a lot about the algorithm a lot of times on my solo episodes that I host just because of my social media company. And I kind of understand how these things work. And you guys have spoken loud and clear that that's what you like to hear from me a lot. And when we talk about the algorithm, usually I'm talking to you as a business owner, like how to find people that would be interested in your products or services. And, you know, the algorithm changes and we always have to keep up with it. But there's a lot of good to these algorithms. And so one thing I love about the algorithms is that you really can shape your own social media experience. And so I want you to go into your For You page on Instagram or TikTok or whatever platforms you're on and look and see what the algorithm is feeding you. what videos are consistently coming up? What topics are consistently there? Is it positive things? Is it negative things? Is it people fighting? Is it funny memes? What is it? And then I want you to stop and think, what have you put out into the social media world that has told the algorithm that that's what you want to see more of? And I knew that there's, and I know that there's no way that I personally, me, one person by myself, can change the social media space in this world, but I can change my social media space and I can change what's being fed to me every day. And I can see, I can control what I am putting out onto social media every day. So I had an experience back in the fall where I was attacked online for something that I didn't do and something that really got misconstrued and blown out of proportion. And it ended with just, I mean, threats and my children being hunted and just horrible, horrible things. And it really devastated me, if I can be totally honest. It really devastated me because I realized how quickly a lie on social media can spread like wildfire. And then not only seeing a lie being spread, but how being quiet and staying out of the drama, which is typically my response to something like that, allowed for other people to control my narrative. And it broke my spirit and it crushed my soul and it hurt my family. And there is a lot of damaging effects to that. And I saw how quickly people that should know better and people that I love and care about deeply jumped on this bandwagon. And it's just an easy thing to do, right? It's an easy thing to do. And so I thought, what can I do to change my experience? Or what can I do to maybe change somebody else's experience if that's happening to them? And so what I did was I decided that at least once a day in my scroll, I was going to find something positive. Maybe I saw that somebody's kid had a birthday, or somebody got a job promotion, or that somebody started a new business, or that somebody posted a picture of their family or something from their home, or maybe they shared a referral for a company or a product. And instead of just scrolling by those things or hitting the like button like I normally would, I made it a point to go in at least once a day to post an intentional comment. So for example, instead of just posting happy birthday when somebody posts that it's their birthday or their child's birthday or somebody else's birthday, instead of just posting happy birthday and, you know, maybe throwing in an emoji there for flair, I really took the time to think, it's this person's birthday and how can I make them feel special? Like, what do I love about them? Are they a really great friend? Or are they a really awesome mom? Or did they do something for me that maybe to them just seems so insignificant in the past, but made a big difference in my life and I wanted to thank them? Or maybe I just woke up one day and you know how sometimes people are just on your heart, just at random? I've learned to not ignore that because you wouldn't believe the number of times I have just had somebody on my heart and just, you know, when I thought about them, it made me smile or I had a positive thought about something about them that when I made it a point to reach out to them, even in a DM to just say, hey, I woke up today thinking about you and I wanted to see how you're doing. And when I thought of you, it just brought such a smile to my face and it made me remember this, this, and this about you. And I'm just so grateful to have you in my life and just wanted to say hi and see how you're doing. You would not believe how many times me just being obedient to that feeling has resulted in these amazing conversations where that person was having a horrible day, or that person was feeling bullied or feeling less than, or something terrible had happened to them in their life. And they would say, like, your message came at just the right time. And so I want to challenge you guys just once a day. It becomes really addicting because then you start doing it more. But I started off just once a day in my trusty date book that I talk about all the time. There's this blank space up in the right-hand corner of my paper date book. And I literally just took a pen and I wrote like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And every day that I remembered to do that, I just put a little check mark. And I was holding myself accountable to me putting kindness out into the social media world that day. And, you know, if you've been a longtime listener, Grace and I talk a lot about our daily gratitude exercise, and you can go back. I actually think it might be like episode 3 where we talked about this. I mean, it was very early on where we talked about our practice of gratitude and how we take that time every day, even if it's just a couple seconds, to just make a list of things you're grateful for. And this is just something that I've added on to that. And the other thing that has happened from doing this so consistently, you know, it's March now, so I've been doing this since a little bit before the holidays is when I started, is that my For You page and my algorithm is so incredible, because I've been so consistent about taking the positive things that I actually think every day about people and how I care for them and how I love them, and what I'm choosing to write is now allowing the algorithm to shoot positivity back to me. And it's a beautiful thing. The other thing I want you to know about your For You pages, your feeds, your algorithms, is that if there's something on there that you don't like, you can tell the algorithm that you don't like it. You can click on something and say, hide, I don't want to see more of this. Or you can block people. I mean, I've blocked total strangers on like celebrity accounts, right? Like if I see you being mean to Jennifer Lopez and you just made such a garbage comment, it's not even like I feel like I need to defend J-Lo because I don't even know her. You know, I do love her, but I just think, gosh, if that's what you're doing with your time, stranger on the internet, like putting out this venomous hate, I'm going to block you because I just don't even want that swirling around in my phone. Like I've blocked people I don't even know just based on their behavior that I see. So I want to encourage you to think about how can you do that every day. It's literally something you can do in 1 second. It's just when you're scrolling, think about the thoughts that are in your head, because I'm willing to bet that you're like me and you see that it's your neighbor's birthday, or you see that it's somebody from elementary school that their kid won the hockey championship, or, you know, you see these things and you're like, oh, that's so great. But we're conditioned to just scroll past it or just hit the like button. Or maybe, like, if we're being really good, we might hold our finger down and like hit the love button instead of the like, right? So just take the extra time to just type a sentence or two, just a really, you're not doing it just to check the thing off of your to-do list. Let's be clear. You're taking the time to really put thought and intention behind what you could comment on that person's post that would be genuine, that would make them feel good, that's putting positivity out into the social media world. Imagine if we all did that. We have hundreds, sometimes thousands of downloads on our episodes. And so just imagine if that's something that we all committed to do here in our little corner of the podcast world on the Chick Show, the number of positive things that we could put on social media. And maybe this is something that you share with your friends, or, you know, you spread this as your initiative. And just imagine that we could change it just a little bit. And who knows, we may never fully change the landscape of Facebook or Instagram or any, or TikTok or Snapchat or any of it, right? But you have to start somewhere. And we can start with what goes on in our own homes and how we treat the people around us. And so I really want to challenge you to do this. And like I said, too, be obedient to the time where people are just on your heart. It can just be a simple sending them a text and saying, hey, just thinking about you today. I hope you're doing well. You know, I woke up today thinking about you and it brought a smile to my face. It doesn't mean you're writing them like some big love letter. Like, that's weird, right? But I'm telling you, those people that are weighing on your heart, everybody has something going on. Everybody has something that they're struggling with. I mean, heck, as moms, it doesn't even matter if like everything's going great for us right now. We all are having mom guilt, or there's something going on with our kids that we're stressed about, or there's some, right? There's always that something. And so I want you to think, when you have someone on your heart, or you see somebody post something positive online, I want you to think, like, we all are fighting a battle that nobody knows about. And it may just be you that's taking that extra 30 seconds to a minute to give some love and positivity and care to that person. You have no idea what that might mean to them on the other side of that screen. And I just really want to change how we show up online. And I want to change your scroll like I changed mine. I love scrolling my Instagram now because it's like great thing after great thing after great thing after great thing. And mine is like funny memes and things that make me laugh and all that stuff. But I don't have like angry political things that are going to tick me off. I don't have drama with the people around me. You know, go into Facebook groups and leave them. Leave them. If somebody's name pops up in your feed and it does not bring you happiness when you see their name, block them. Block them. Unfriend them. I mean, I know that that's something that I don't have a problem with anymore because I feel like when you're scrolling social media, it would be like you left the front door to your house open and said, whoever wants to come in can come in, right? You would never do that. You would never do that. But that's what you're doing if you're not controlling your feed. And so if you don't want someone to know that you blocked them or deleted them, you can just unfollow them and you won't see any of their stuff. So try doing that. But I want you to go through all of the Facebook groups that you're in. And you may be surprised at how many you're in. Like every time I do this, I'm like, I don't even know what half these groups are. But if there is a group that you are in that is toxic, I don't care what it is, leave it. Because those groups can shape your perspective, your life experience, your thoughts about people, your behavior. It's like it becomes that groupthink mentality. And why are some groups toxic and others aren't? It's because it's the culture in the group. There are groups that are purely drama. And there's other ones where you just know that that type of behavior is not tolerated and that's why it doesn't exist there. So if there's something that you're in that like, if you would see this name of a Facebook group or a page or a person and your thought is like, oh, like that's nothing but drama, or it's like, oh, that's so toxic, get out of it. If you wouldn't allow that kind of behavior in your home, don't allow it on your social media either. And I hear sometimes people will say like, oh, you know, but I have FOMO. You know, I want to know what's happening. Or what if there's information in there that I don't know about? Listen, if there's information that you need to know about, it's going to make its way to you. You'll find it out, right? Or if you find yourself saying like, oh, I know it's so awful in there, but like, I'm just in there, you know, just for entertainment. Do you really want your entertainment to be toxicity at other people's expense? I don't think you do. I know you don't. You're not one of our listeners if you're not. So what can you do to remove the drama and toxicity from your own social media experience? And what can you do to contribute positive things, uplifting things, kind things that will make the person on the receiving end of it feel good? And that is the crux of how we develop relationships online. People ask me that a lot. And I know after last week's episode, when I talked about the three C's of the trends that are happening in social media, the third C that I talked about was conversion. So if you didn't listen to last week's episode, go back and read that, listen to that, because I talk about three things that are happening in social media right now that you need to know about if you're a business owner. And I actually, while we're at it, I don't know why my sound was so weird last week. I don't know if I forgot to plug my microphone in or what, but you know, it has been a doozy around the David household for the last, really since the beginning of the year. I know I keep telling you guys that about how we've all been sick and unhealthy. And I really just think that I just never turned it on or plugged it in. So forgive the sound last week. But last week's episode is really juicy and it's really full of a lot of content that you want to listen to if you are active in the social media space because you are growing a business or a brand online. And so one of the things I talked about was conversion. And I talked about how it's not about the number of likes you get or the number of followers you have if you're a business. It's about how are you converting those followers into business, into sales, into money, into relationships. And the messages that I got in my DMs about that were like, Leanne, this was really great. Like, but how do you do it? Like, how do you build those relationships online? A lot of it starts with stuff like this. And that's not why you're doing it. You're not out there being fake, being online, being nice to people just because you want it to translate for your business down the road. That's not it. But a lot of how you succeed online is how you show up online for other people. And so if you're a small business owner and you're online and you're commenting nasty things and you're getting in fights with people, you know, you never know who's going to see that. You never know if you see a nasty reel talking about somebody and you hit that like button, you never know if one of your customers is going to see that you liked that. And then they're going to think like, gosh, that's really awful. And it's really going to shape their perspective of you. And so when you're showing up in a positive way, in an encouraging way, and really what truthfully, it's when you show up online as your authentic self. If you're the same in the online space as you are in real life, that's all you have to do. How easy is that, right? So if you're not a mean, nasty, drama-starting, crab-tastic person in real life, don't be it online. And if you're a nice, encouraging, helpful, will be there anytime someone needs you, genuinely caring and kind person, just make an effort to show up like that online because other people need that version of you in the online space as much as they do in the real world. So I challenge all of you, make this a daily habit every day. I mean, sometimes it's done in less than 10 seconds, but it's really something that can make a lot of difference for you and the people around you. And I really do believe that if we do this and we share this, that this is something that could spread like wildfire across the world. I really do believe that. And this is something that could totally change the landscape of social media. And I really feel like that's something that we really need right now. But it starts with you, and you can shape your own experience because the algorithm is going to feed you more of what you put out there. And if you're putting out funny memes and great stories and encouraging words, it's going to recognize you as a fun, funny, encouraging person. And it's going to allow those types of people to walk through your virtual front door. So I hope you do it. Tag me on your socials or send me a DM and let me know if you're doing this and how it's working out for you. But I know that if you consistently do this day in and out, that in a few short weeks, you're going to have the experience that I'm having where it's the most fun part of my day. And it makes me feel good and it makes them feel good. And it has totally, totally, totally changed what I see and what I'm absolutely oblivious to in the online space. So thank you for tuning in today. We love our listeners here on The Chick Show. If there's something that I shared or if you do the challenge, make sure to let me know. And Grace and I are so grateful for all of you. And we will see you back here next week for another episode. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.